Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show today, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining us because we have a special treat. Someone that I have so much respect for, Claudia McNeely, and she's going to talk about psychic vampires, current energy, how we can protect ourselves, entities, spirits, all kinds of fun stuff. And I wanted to air this show at the appropriate time of year, so a lot of us have a heightened awareness now in October, just on the cusp of Halloween, about spirits and what's going on. So before I bring Claudia on, let me give you a little bit about her background. She is a shaman, a medical intuitive, hypnotherapist, clairvoyant, medium, pet communicator, and master energy and emotional healer. Claudia McNeely does private sessions. She has all kinds of services and offerings. If you would like to find out more about Claudia, go to her website, askclaudia.com. Claudia, I wanted to get you on right away. I have so much to talk to you about today.
Hi, Christina. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You know, Claudia, you do some energy forecasts and updates, and I know a lot of your followers and a lot of my listeners would love to hear your take on kind of what's going on right now. End of October, we're coming into November and December. We feel a lot of energy movement. Could you fill us in on kind of what's going on?
Lots and lots of change. That's been really fun. You know, I've been doing the energy reports, ascension energy reports is what I call them, for about 2 or 3 years now. And it's been really fascinating to me watching the different energies and how they interplay with us. And there's also a lot, you know, we're all having what's called ascension symptoms, you know, where we have headaches, we're tired, we can't think, we can't write, we can't type. We can't spell anymore, things like that, you know, that we're all experiencing. And these are all related to these energies that are out there. And certain energies come with solar flares. Certain energies will come with earthquakes. And it's really interesting to watch the correlation of it. And we're moving through all of these energies all the time. And it's really interesting. And I've also found recently that realized recently that astrological planetary things also affect the symptoms that we're having. So it's just everything plays off of everything. So it's a really interesting thing. And October has been a very interesting month. We've had, there's two eclipses this month, a solar eclipse at the first of the week, of the month, and then a lunar eclipse for the new moon. So that is just bringing massive amounts of changes. The focus for the month has been revolution and liberation, so becoming free. So as a humanity, we are moving into becoming free again, which is wonderful. And there's another alignment that happened this month that is related to the same alignment that happened back in, I think it was 07 when our economy crashed. And it's supposed to do the opposite. It's supposed to fix the economy. So there's wonderful things coming, but it's a lot of really, really difficult changes, a lot of really strange energies because the eclipses are really hard on us. So it's been a very interesting month, but it's leading us to really good things. So that's wonderful.
Well, that's great news because a lot of time we hear doom and gloom.
I know.
And it's been quite a turbulent 2 years since 2012, I must say. You know, we all thought it was going to be a lot easier, a lot of us. And we've, you know, we're going through change. So can you fill people in on, you know, what are some typical ascension symptoms? If maybe, you know, it can resonate with someone out there. I know I've been really tired.
Yes, tired, headaches, back pain, neck pain. When there's a solar flare, like last night, we had some M-class flares recently, and they will cause you to be tired. They will cause you to have hot flashes, start sweating, burning skin, itchy skin. Some people will actually get rashes. It'll make people irritable, very anxious and nervous. Those are all symptoms that will come with a flare.
Well, you know, that's kind of good to know, because I think sometimes we have these things that happen, Claudia, and we think, oh, do I have to go to the doctor? Or where's this rash? Or, you know, and a lot of us are going through the same thing.
Yes, and I hear that so many times from people that have just discovered my energy reports, and it's like, oh my God, I'm not dying. You know, it's not just me. I don't have to worry about that I'm dying. Because there's times when we've wondered, you know, we'll start having heart problems and all this stuff come up, and, you know, a day or two later they're gone. And, you know, we don't understand it. But once we understand the energy and what's happening, it makes sense that it's the energy doing it. But we always have to be careful. If we think there's something physical going on that we need to see a doctor about, we need to go check it out just to make sure.
Right, and it would be pretty funny, actually, if you went to the doctor and they said, oh, sounds like classic ascension symptoms to me.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny?
Maybe in the future, maybe our grandkids will have doctors like that someday.
Exactly.
So is there anything, just real quick, before we get into talking about all the spirits and what can we can do to manage our life better with this unseen world out there, is there anything to kind of just that really pops out into your mind for the end of 2014 to fill people in on, you know, because a lot of people it's on our minds right now. You know, what does the rest of the year hold? What's this last quarter going to kind of look like?
You know, I think that October is leading us into the rest of the year. As I said, it's liberation and revolution. And there's all these revolutions going on in all these countries all over the world. We haven't started it yet in the United States, and I really will be glad when the United States finally stands up and says, enough, we're not going to take this anymore. And it's going to take the people standing up and doing something about it. And I think that will happen within these next few months. There's a lot of changes that are going on, you know, globally. The International Monetary Fund has talked about a global financial reset, where all of the countries are going to come into an alignment monetarily, and our money is going to actually be worth what it's really worth and not jacked up like it is now, or held down like some countries are being right now. So all that's going to level the playing field worldwide. It's going to bring us into more of an alignment. Some of those countries have gotten together and created the BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, banking system. That is another sign of the coming changes. The dollar is going down. It's crashing, basically. People are not wanting to use the dollar around the world anymore. There's all these changes that are coming. So the financial market is going to vastly change. I think we're going to see more equality. We're going to have a better economy here in the United States, because, like I said, this energy is bringing us back into the good economy that we had back in 2007 before it crashed. So we're going to be going back to a better economy. There's going to be more peace. There's already a lot more peace, but it's going to continue to grow, and it's going to be a more peaceful world. We're moving into our new world, you know, our new world of peace and love and oneness that we've all heard of and we've all been moving toward, but we're definitely moving toward that faster.
Well, I can tell just with the food movement, Claudia,
right.
And that seems to be a safer fight for a lot of people.
Right.
And, you know, and we have to get out of the political polarity.
Yes.
And we should just be one political party.
Right. I agree.
You know, not divided. They're just trying to divide and conquer everyone.
They aren't. And the powers that were is what I call them, because I don't think they're in control anymore like they used to be, but they're still in enough control that they can still cause problems. They have been trying to start a race riot in the United States so that they could do martial law. And that was what all that stuff in St. Louis was about when that young man got shot there, and they were trying to get the riot, you know, there was riots and all this stuff going. And it didn't work because the black people and the white people stood together and said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to fight each other. We're going to fight the establishment. And so they weren't able to get their race riot going. So a lot of good things are happening, and we are moving to a more peaceful world.
I believe we are, too. And I was just talking to my husband recently, and I said, you know, even if we feel that we're a little bit powerless in the U.S. Because of, like, the non-GMO movement is
right.
getting shot down a lot because of
yes.
the corporate and the mm-hmm. government. But a lot of these countries, these smaller countries, are standing up.
Yes,
and they are supporting us energetically. We,
mm-hmm.
even if we aren't able to make the change that maybe Mexico can or you know, some of these smaller countries can do at this point in time, that's okay because we're all going in the positive direction. And we can all agree that we want healthy food, you know.
Exactly.
And so this kind of is a good segue actually into the topic of the show, because I look at understanding the spiritual world, the entities, psychic vampires, all of that unseen that is kind of can wreak havoc on our life, that we need a personal revolution, Claudia. So
yeah.
not only a global revolution for peace, harmony, healthy air, water, and food. But what about a personal revolution here to take our power back? You know,
exactly.
As I become more aware of the spiritual world, it can wreak havoc in our daily life if we don't see it, aren't aware of it, and don't know what to do about it. So that's why I have you on the show today, because you are a master at this.
Oh, thank you. That's very true. You know, people, the one thing that I have found with my clients when they would contact me thinking, oh, I've got an entity, is that they're creating most of that themselves because of their fear. There's nothing to fear. They're just people that are energy instead of physical. You know, there's really nothing to fear there.
And I love that, because there isn't, you know, fear feeds them.
Yes.
Fear about the economy feeds the banksters.
Exactly. You know? It feeds the powers that were. Yes.
Yeah. Fear about getting the disease of the day, right?
Going to scary movies.
Right. I won't even watch them, actually.
I won't either. But
I won't
all
even
of that
put
energy,
that into my...
And that's the reason that they're putting out so many, and they're getting so much more scarier and more violent, because they're losing... So many of us are not going to movies like that they're losing that food source. And so they're doing whatever they can right now to increase their food source, because they're starving. They literally are starving.
And that's our power. If
yes,
we,
that's
if
our
we
power.
Unplug from fear, we
yes.
could... get rid of the corruption overnight.
Yes. Yes.
And so think of how many of us, you know, have fear of the future, fear of the unknown. We
mm-hmm.
hear, we feel some kind of creepy presence or something. You know, you feel it in your body, Claudia. Can you
yes.
talk a little bit? I think psychic vampires are a big problem. And
they are, and
because it's just sucking the energy out of people, and they don't realize it's happening. So
yeah.
that's the first one I want to talk about with you. Could you kind of fill people in on what a psychic vampire is first?
Well, some psychic vampires do not realize that they're psychic vampires. That's one of the important things to realize. My daughter was very critically ill her whole life. She was a psychic vampire because she needed the energy. She couldn't produce her own because she was so sick. So she would just suck energy from everybody around her. A lot of sick people do that, and they're not meaning to do it. They just need the energy. So that kind of psychic vampire is not out to hurt you. But then there is another group. When I was training to learn about protection, I was in with a group of people, and they would literally go into a movie theater or a restaurant and see if they could give somebody a headache, see if they could give them a heart attack, play with their energy and see what effect they could have on people. And that happens a lot. You know, how many of us have gone out to eat and we're feeling great when we get there, but then into the meal we start feeling sick? I think we've all experienced that at one time or another. And that is because there's a psychic vampire in there that is sucking our energy.
So the unintentional psychic vampire the needy relative or the depressed, maybe, you know.
Yes.
Or maybe there's a sick child, like you said. You know, they're unaware of what they're doing.
Exactly.
And I feel like that whole group, that's a little bit easier
with somebody like that just really needs energy is to just open up, you know, say a prayer, however you want to do it, but open up a connection between them and the Creator so that they can get all of the energy they need straight from the Creator. Or you can even, you know, if people that know how to do it, you could open up your own energy field and just flow energy on purpose to that person until they're full. I have a cat right now that is an energy whore is what I call her. She's always coming up to me and wanting energy and you know, I'm trying to do something and she's on top of me wanting energy. So I just open up and feed her as much energy as I can give her. And then she'll get enough and she'll go off for a little while. But that's what you do. You just give them all the energy they need.
And that's, you know, that is a great way to turn it around. And
right. And
then that way you're not being depleted unconsciously about it. And you can consciously just intend it, you know, whatever your spiritual belief, you know, send the light of God, send earth energy, send whatever, you know, your spiritual belief is. But to fill that person or pet up, that's a great tool, Claudia. So what about... I know of people, you know, being a publisher that has a lot of metaphysical new age type clients in the self-help new thought genre that I'm in. I'll tell you what, sometimes I come across people that are clients or even just not clients, but, you know, they want to do business with us and we get to know them. And they'll intentionally go and try to pull out energy and suck the life force out of people. And, you know,
do that through their books, too. Have you ever picked up a book and tried to read it and you just lost all of your energy?
Yes. And you know what? I didn't realize that, Claudia, until I got into publishing, actually.
Yes.
And I've actually walked away from a lot of money as a publisher because I don't want to be any part of that quantum entanglement of someone pulling energy, life force energy, out of an unsuspecting person.
Right.
And so, you know, we gladly paid high-priced attorneys at times not have to be in that.
Yeah.
And I know you've left a lot of situations too when you saw that people were doing this on purpose to hurt people.
And the wonderful thing about this energy, the October energy and this revolution and freedom is that it's also going to bring to light all of these people in the metaphysical community who are not truly of the light. All of these people that are scamming everybody, that are feeding them lies, all of this is going to come to the light, and those people are going to crash and burn quickly.
Oh, I can't wait for that. You know, Claudia, the work you do, you see behind the veil. You see people behind, you know, the great and powerful Oz when you open up the curtain and see the truth. You see that in the business you're in, and I see it in the business I'm in.
Right.
And I can't always go out on my soapbox and name names, right? Because I don't want to get sued, obviously.
Exactly.
And they play dirty, you know. And I don't want to get in the mud with them. However, I really work in the truth movement as we can raise consciousness together, empower ourselves, and have these tools like you teach.
Right.
Then, like you said, the truth's going to come out. People are going to see the truth
quickly. Yeah. You know, there's so many people that pretend to channel, and they're, you know, they're making all this lot of money because they're lying to people, and that has to stop. People are, you know, I had somebody, my best friend had a stroke the other day. And so I went on my group on Facebook and asked everybody to please send energy, say a prayer, whatever. Mm-hmm. And somebody comes on and says, well, the only reason she did this is because she's not connected to spirit.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? You know, you really believe that somebody's sick because they're not connected? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But that's the kind of crap people are being taught.
Oh, there's so, I will really celebrate with you. I will probably go to Texas and high-five you, Claudia.
Yeah.
When we start seeing a lot of these frauds come out.
I can't wait, yeah.
You know, because it's they're hurting people. So the whole show that I do is about empowerment. I know that's what you focus your life on and your life's work.
Yes.
So give us some kind of a tool. Now, obviously, for a real serious vampire psychic attack thing, you can go seek help. You can go to Claudia. She can do really awesome stuff. But let's just say people listening, they kind of have a feeling that someone might be doing that intentionally. What's something we could do today?
The important thing, and on my website, I have a free lesson in psychic protection that teaches how to build a really strong shield. It's what we were taught to build when we were learning to attack other people, basically. I mean, you know, but we were also learning to protect ourselves. But when somebody comes up on you and they find a shield like what my lesson teaches, which is a multi-layered shield, they won't mess with it because they know they can't get through it, and they know that they're dealing with somebody that knows what they're doing. So that shield is a really good type of protection to put up. I very seldom I don't get attacked anymore because my shield has been so strong. And it's real easy for me to go, oh, wait a minute, somebody's trying something here, you know, because it's so obvious now when it happens. The important thing is if you're feeling like, you know, you're sitting somewhere and you feel like you're being attacked, throw purple light up around yourself. The violet flame, however you want to see it. But purple is a very protective color. Sometimes that'll help, sometimes it won't. My son, we were sitting in a restaurant one night, and I had tried, he was about 11, 12 years old. I had tried everything to stop this psychic vampire in there, and Michael had to get up and go to the bathroom because it was making him so sick. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to stop this attack, and Chris goes, "What's going on?" So I told him, I said, "Well, there's somebody in here," and I said, "I think it's that person over there who is psychically attacking, and I can't get it stopped." And he said, "Okay, let me try." And he closes his eyes, and the next thing I know, it stops. And I'm like, "Wow, what did you do?" He said, "I sent mutant fire ants to them." So what they'll do is they'll attach to you with a cord, you know, a hose, if you want to look at it that way, to suck energy out of you. So putting mutant fire ants in it, nails, broken pieces of glass, acid, anything you can think of that would turn them away, you can put up that cord to try to make them go away.
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea because, you know, that's turning the power. And, you know, the thing is, too, don't be afraid when you do it.
Exactly.
Laugh about it or, right?
Yes.
Because the fear will encourage it.
Oh, yes. I was going through something a while back, and I kept catching myself worrying and worrying and worrying. And all of a sudden, one day, it hit me, you know, I need to laugh at this because this is funny. You know, I mean, when you really think about it, in a couple of years from now, you're going to look back and laugh at it. So laugh at it now. And that is laughing and not getting involved energetically is the best thing that you can do. Fear, the best curse that I can put on somebody, if I want to curse somebody, all I have to do is tell them, "I'm going to put a curse on you." I don't have to do a thing. They will totally destroy their own lives because of their fear.
Well, on that note, we have a quick commercial break, and I can't wait to talk to you about more of this tools for protection and spirits and entities. We are speaking with Claudia McNeely. She is a shaman, medical intuitive, clairvoyant, psychic healer, among other things, and we'll be right back.
Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow. Now available on iTunes and Amazon.com. Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Hello, I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Everyone, we're speaking with Claudia McNeely. Claudia, thank you for that tool about the psychic vampires. So, you know, that's so true. If we can just turn it around and be creative, we don't have to have, you know, any certain tool. You know, this is kind of funny. There's this woman in my Zumba class a few years ago, and she would not quit bumping into me. It was this huge room. And it was driving me crazy. It was ruining my class. I did get very little time to exercise with my job because
she
of all my...
She wanted your energy. She liked your energy. She wanted to be close to it.
Oh, it was so bad that I put up a hedge of the thorniest rose bushes I could think of.
Yeah.
Like huge thorns that I was like... And it was like, if you cross this line, you're going to get stung. And I'm not, you know, it's not my problem if you do that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she did. Sure enough, she stayed away.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk about, here's another question I have for you, because, I mean, we could do 10 hours of this show, because I have so many questions for you, and you have such a wonderful breadth of knowledge. So, what about earthbound spirits that are kind of wreaking havoc on you? Maybe they're getting you, you know, you hear about entities that have addictions and they latch onto somebody and all of a sudden somebody is like addicted to food or some or cigarettes or
alcohol, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a little harder to get rid of. It really depends on how strongly the spirit is attached to the person. Sometimes I can remove spirits like that, and sometimes I can't. It just all depends on a lot of things. The thing that we have to remember is that, you know, our energy field is just like our body. We take a bath every day, you know, every other day, you know, most feel it the most. But we take a bath, we keep ourselves clean. It's the same with our energy field. Our energy field is picking up the same dirt and energetic dirt from people and all this stuff, entities, whatever. So every night before we go to bed, we need to cleanse our energy. That just should be something we automatically do every night. Anytime you feel kind of funny, immediately clear your energy, you know, ever how many times you have to do it a day. That is very, very important to do. So keeping the energy field clean and not letting something get a good hold on you is the best kind of protection you can do for that.
So is there anything, okay, so this is interesting. This just came up. Because I work with a lot of different psychics and spiritual people with the work I do. And one gal I talked to recently said, you have some earthbound spirits around you that are, I don't know if they're tricking me or what they are doing, but she didn't seem to think they were doing anything positive for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was working on clearing it, but I don't even know if, are they still around? Am I clearing it? You know, like...
The thing that we have to be careful of, because I've had a lot of people come to me and say, oh, well, this psychic told me I had entities and, you know, I need to have it removed, and I can't find anything around them. So we have to be real careful about who we listen to when it comes to whether we have something or not. You need to more listen to yourself. Do you feel like that you had these entities attached to you?
I really didn't, but was I just clueless, you know?
Yeah. We have to be really careful because lots of times a psychic will tell us that they see something around us when it's not really there.
I see. So that's actually good. I brought it up on the show to help other people not to worry.
You have to be, you know, it's really hard in this field because you have to be very, very careful who you let work with you, who you let into your energy field. And, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and say, you know, I'm very ethical. I do not cheat people, you know, but everybody else is going to say that too. You know, so you've got to really go with your own intuition. And if something does not feel right, it's not right.
Well, and what if they did see something, but it was about them? What if they just didn't have the skills or whatever? But now, do we ever make, I hear sometimes that people say, well, you know, I have all these money problems, and some schools of thought say, well, you could have made an agreement at some point in a past life.
Oh, definitely. Yes, we did.
To never have money or again or whatever. Yes. Now you have all this money problems. Yeah. Is there a way we could clear past agreements that are not serving us in this lifetime? You know, could we have made an agreement with an entity that isn't of God or of the light?
Yes. That's always a possibility. Your grandparents could have made an agreement, and it affects everybody along the line.
Ooh.
I have found that.
It's like a family curse or something.
Something like that, yeah. I have found that in clients and gone back and removed that curse and totally changed their lives.
So is that something that is you should really work with someone on? Or is there a little prayer you could say?
There is ways you can do it yourself. I mean, this is the first thing that I was taught when I started learning all of this. And I think it's the reason I've been able to do as many things as I can do, because I never thought I couldn't. Intention is the main thing. It overrides everything else. Whatever you intend is what's going to happen. And if you intend it strong enough. So I do not recommend trying to go up against an entity. I got my ass kicked the first time I did that, and it took me forever to get it off with help from other people. So I don't recommend that somebody go up against an entity by themselves unless they really know what they're doing. But as far as other things, you know, like breaking curses or breaking agreements, all you have to do is intend it. I no longer want to do this. The same with people being abducted by ETs. I no longer choose to do this. I break any agreements that I've made. Or however you want to say it. I mean, you can say it in any way you want to. But it's just make that intention, no more.
So that's really empowering, because even if, let's just say the money problem thing, okay? Because there's not as much charge on that as maybe a family curse or something.
Right,
but
right.
Let's just say the money problem. So if you just say, I cancel any vows of poverty I've ever had in any lifetime, and, you know, cancel any agreements or oaths.
You know, as you know, too, 98% of what we think and feel does not belong to us. So a lot of the fears that we have about money, a lot of the fears we have about entities, a lot of the fear we have about ghosts is all in the collective consciousness, and we're absorbing that. So it's really important to let go of that. And I do have a video on YouTube with a technique using it's a technique that I created called the energetic clearing technique. And it's using that technique to release energy that's not ours. And it's a really good technique. You want me to run you through it right now?
Sure.
Okay. So what you do is you say, I ask my spirit to go throughout time, through my ancestry, through my soul's lineage, through my soul contracts, through all of my aspects, and locate all causes, signs, symptoms, side effects, predispositions to and damage from all the ways and all the reasons that I have absorbed other people's energy, that I've absorbed other people's thoughts, feelings, emotions, whatever, and everything similar. Take my higher self and every aspect of my being to the very first incident that caused this issue to start. Analyze every aspect of it and heal it perfectly, permanently, and completely. Come throughout time, through my ancestry, through my soul lineage, through my soul contracts, healing each incident based upon the foundation of the first, until I'm at the present filled with light, love, peace, and truth, I don't remember what I put as the positive. I am centered in my own energy. I release everything that's not mine. I am peace. I am love. I am one. Know that every negative thought and inappropriate behavior based on this old issue quickly disappears. Take all the time you need, Spirit, but quicken time and do the job now. Thank you, Spirit.
Oh, I love that. That's a great tool.
It is a great technique. It can be used for absolutely anything. I've got several YouTube videos up with different, back pain, headache, different things that I use it for.
Well,
also got an ebook that I wrote that's available on my website.
I do appreciate, and I'm sure a lot of other people do as well, that you do give a lot of free tools, and sometimes the free tools, they're a great way for people to kind of get to know your work.
Right.
And so,
And I'm all about, like you said, I'm about empowering other people. I don't want somebody coming back to me over and over and over and over and over and over. I want to give them tools so that they can handle it for themselves and then come back to me when it's something they can't handle.
Well, and there's a lot of programming going on now.
Oh, God, yes.
And it's through everything. I mean, it's through not just the usual suspects of television, news.
No, there is, in the new, in the last couple of years, like you said, have been really hard. And, my business started going down, and I realized Facebook had made some changes where people don't see our stuff on Facebook as much anymore. So that's where most of my business was coming from. And so my business has gone down, and in trying to study how to bring my business up, there's so much BS out there now in this. All these keywords that you have to use on your thing. You have to make people feel in pain and that you have the cure for their pain. I can't do the things people are doing now. Make people call you and do a free 10-15 minute thing to see if you can work together. I'm not into that, but you're right. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, and I actually see that, and this is something that you and I have even talked about before this show, but it's interesting we're on the same page, because I've seen a lot of success stories in the spiritual movement, new age, whatever you want to call it, metaphysical. I've seen a lot of success stories, but a lot of the success stories were the false people.
Exactly.
And then I've seen a lot of the people that were in truth movement, integrity, what you see is what you get, this is my price, there's no tricks, and programs and mind control stuff, right? That they were the ones that were not having a very easy time.
Yes. I do my energy report and I look at the things that are causing it. And then I go read this channeled thing from somebody else and they're saying, well, we're being showered with stardust today and la, 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 and it's all bullshit. It's the sun. It's the solar flare. Say what it is, but because I say the truth and I don't put all these la-la-la stuff on it, she's going to make a lot more money than I do.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of people out there that I've been guilty of it too, Claudia. You're like, oh, cool, this is the newest thing, and this looks fun, and then you see the truth. And you're like, oh, well, that was more of a placebo effect. That wasn't actually going to help me at all. And so, a lot of us will be impressed by the glitz and the glam of it or the promise of the quick fix.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. If we just, I kind of look at it like tortoise in the hare, You just keep doing the right things every day, and you work on empowering yourself. And like Claudia's statement that she just gave us, the energetic clearing technique, do that in every aspect that's not working for you.
Yeah.
Don't give away your power and pay thousands of dollars to some new age guru that you think is going to solve all your problems. That $2,000 might be better served in your savings account.
And that's for one session.
I know, or one class.
I can't do that. I cannot charge people that kind of money. I just can't. I've tried. I really have. I can't do it.
Well, and, you know, I do think that a lot of times through fear, people will spend money thinking, mm-hmm. oh, there's a curse on me, or exactly. there's psychic attack.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
let's talk a little bit about psychic attack. You know, I've had organizations
mm-hmm.
do come, you know, psychically go after me.
Yes.
And it's... I must say there was a little scary in the yeah. beginning because I was like, what is this? Is it really happening? You know?
Yeah.
And organizations will. And a lot of people be discerning on what groups you get involved with because
exactly.
once you say the truth in a lot of these groups and you stop paying them thousands of dollars to go to their classes and workshops yeah. and certifications, they'll attack you. And
yeah.
so what could you tell people about that? Like, what could we do to maybe
for that,
on our own?
For that, I recommend getting my psychic protection manual because it teaches you everything you need to know. There's so many, you know, you can use, there's so many different ways that you can approach that. And you have to do it in as many different ways as possible because you have to put out at least as much energy as they're putting out. You know, you can use candles, you can use herbs, you can use crystals, you can use energy. There's just so many different ways to combat that. And it really depends on what the other person is doing to you. You know, back years ago, I got really badly attacked by 27 people. It was psychic vampires, Satanists. I don't remember who I was in the it was two different groups. Voodoo, yeah, a voodoo woman. And that's when I started taking the psychic protection class and learning everything that I could about psychic protection. It is terrifying. I literally have had a miscarriage because of the psychic attack. I've had clients who, this one lady, that her daughters came to see me, and she was literally dying. The doctors could not, she was in the hospital, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. And I looked, and I immediately saw what was being done to her. And I undid what was being done, and she got out of the hospital a week later, and the doctors couldn't figure out why, you know. It was just amazing. But that stuff is real. Psychic attacks are dangerous. They can hurt you in every area of your life. And it's got to be a constant vigil of protection to keep it from happening. But then if they get, it's, you know, it, once it's happening, you've got to be able to get in there with the right tools to stop it.
And the key is you can stop it.
Exactly.
Don't be scared of their parlor
exactly.
tricks.
Exactly. Know that there is nobody in this world that is stronger than you are.
Yeah. And here,
that's
you know,
it.
I was, Claudia, I was actually in a class once that the head guy of, you know, that was leading the class said, if you leave me or cross me, you'll get cancer. You'll lose your husband.
Oh, my God.
You'll lose everything. People have died. People have lost all their money, divorce, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was there free because I get a lot of classes from,
mm-hmm.
you know, the business I'm in with the radio
right.
show and the publishing company.
Right. Right.
And I was looking around going, you people are paying this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Paying
yeah.
$1,000 to be here?
Yeah.
To
yeah.
hear that?
Yeah.
You know, and we have free will, so we can say no. That
yes.
doesn't work for me. I'm out of here.
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
I think more people need to start doing that.
Yes. Yes. There was also, you know, somebody passed around a video, and I had seen it a couple of times passed around, but I didn't want to watch it. But then somebody on one of my groups said something about it. So I went and watched it, and I watched about 3 seconds of it. I felt that a psychic attack come through that video, and I shut it off immediately. And they were just raving about it. And it's like, you're being psychically attacked through it. How can you not feel that energy that's coming at you? Why would you listen to that? But, you know, people, I don't know, I really don't understand how they cannot know that it's happening to them.
Well, if, you know, I think one thing is we need to be more connected with our body and
yeah.
listen to, like, if we feel weird or funny about
and
it.
And quit taking our power away because, you know, people think, oh, well, this person knows so much more than I do. I have to go worship them. That's not the truth.
So let's, we have a quick break right now. And when we come back, I want to talk about more tools for empowerment and, you know, how to not let the spiritual factors influence our life in a negative way. So when we come back, we'll be speaking more with Claudia McNeely.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow, and as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who were looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Hello, I'm Lauren Skye, and I've been teaching people how to live a better life through meditation. I've developed a 7-lesson audio course called Meditation for Living. These energy skills will teach you to find peace within, to release stress and pain, and to create your life according to your true path. Isn't it time you start living the life you've always dreamed of? Visit laurensky.com. That's LaurenSkye.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about psychic vampires, psychic attack, entities, earthbound spirits, all kinds of fun stuff today, Claudia.
Good.
So, Claudia, thank you again for some of these tools, and we'll have to have you back on this show another time because we have a lot more to cover.
Yeah, there's so much in this field.
There is.
And there's so much BS out there. You know, I've read, I think, all of the books out there psychic protection, and most of them are so full of bullshit. You know, it's not true. You can't, a spirit cannot cross water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No.
I didn't either. I've seen them do it.
Oh, my God.
But that's the kind of stuff people are teaching, and that's what's out there. And it's really, it's sad because there is no truth out there about psychic protection.
You know,
or not much, anyway.
And I have noticed also a lot of the self-publishing phenomenon where everybody's an author and everybody's a radio show host and everybody's a teacher and everybody's a motivational speaker, whatever, a guru.
Right. Yeah.
That a lot of these people have a good marketing budget and a great website, but they haven't done the work. You know, I've been studying in this field over 25 years. I know you even have been working in this field longer than me. And if you are not well studied and versed in many modalities and learn it, you know, inside and out, it's easy to be tricked by some of these flashy gurus that come along, right?
Even if people are trained in them, it's easy to get, you know, the thing that it goes back to is you have made a contract with that person to be that way with them. That's where it all goes back to. And that's why so many people get bought into this stuff so quickly, is because somewhere along the line, they have a contract that says, I'm going to do this. That's the basis of it. It really is.
So we really need to break those contracts.
Yes, breaking contracts is very important.
Because I really feel even people that leave maybe an organization that they think it's harmless. Oh, I've left. Oh, they wouldn't do anything like that. They're still feeding on their energy.
My first teacher, we had some really interesting past lives together, apparently. And there was a strange energy between us. But I very quickly surpassed her in my abilities, and that really made her mad. And she attacked me for 25 years before I got it stopped.
So, see, that's why you're a good teacher, because you've been through it.
I've been through it,
I mean, not that you would wish that on anyone, Claudia,
no.
What you've been through. But that's why the work you do is so important. And
yes.
Why I always want to tell people about what you do, because
Thank you. You
are a light warrior out there, and we need more people like you and more people.
I don't call it light warrior anymore.
Okay,
I think we've moved out of that.
Okay.
That energy, when you think of light, light is very harsh, very bright, very harsh. I think we've now turned into love workers and love warriors.
Oh, I like that. Okay,
because
I like that a lot better, actually.
Attention. We're moving into a softer energy, a more peaceful. And light worker, like warrior, doesn't feel good to me anymore. But love worker and love warrior, that feels really good to me.
I guess what the energy I see you hold, Claudia, and, you know, that I work with as well, is not being afraid to speak the truth.
Exactly.
And not just, you know, all the people in the New Age metaphysical spiritual movement have gone from being programmed by religion and government to now being programmed by a lot of these organizations that are taking their money, and not male bashing, but a lot of them are male dominated. And it's interesting that who is spending all the money? It's the women are like 87% of the New Age movement. And there's very few women leaders.
Right.
And it's like, you know what? Nothing against men. There's a new masculine emerging, which I just adore and love. And I have one. I'm married to one.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys on the radio, BBS radio, they're awesome. You know, so I'm not a man hater at all. But I do see a lot of women just blindly giving away all their money and power to some of these guys that aren't what they say they are. And it's just the same program, isn't it?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not just guys, because I've seen a lot of women do the same thing.
No, that's true.
Really,
I mean,
have.
I saw women.
No, so it's males and it's just people that, and I have been telling people for years, do not read any of the current authors. Go back and read people, Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Doreen Virtue, some of the older people. That's when there was real truth in it. Most of this now doesn't have any truth there.
Well, even like a lot of us have outgrown Doreen and a lot of that work too, and we're going farther back, you know.
Right.
And
yeah, go back. Don't come forward. Go back.
And and you know, there's a lot of, but you know, there's a lot of people. There's this new generation coming in that's bringing in a lot of information, and they didn't have the old karmic and agreements and vibration that we all had to deal with. And
yes, there are some young people that are just amazing.
There's young people are going to really bring in some truth.
Oh, God, yes.
Like,
I love
beyond.
Working with young people. Mm-hmm. And I've had a few, you know, quite a few young people that I've worked with a lot recently. And I love working with that age group. I just love it.
Yeah, they're very much truth tellers. I mean, my children are little Jedis. That's what I call them, because they will say things that I'm like, that has more wisdom than any of those old guys I see that are, you know, a lot of people don't even go to Hay House anymore. They want something deeper, more esoteric. And, you know, so this show is about empowerment, Claudia. We only have a couple minutes left. And can you leave us with any little, you know, closure on how to, you know, work with these spirits so that you're not afraid of them?
It's just letting go of your fear and remembering that, you know, a ghost was just a person at one time, and they're just not in a physical body anymore. And they're not going to hurt you. They're not there to hurt you. They're there trying to survive themselves, because they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. They're stuck, you know. And by by even just saying a prayer and asking Archangel Michael to come get them and take them, or asking their loved ones to come get them and take them to the other side, that can sometimes be all that needs to be done.
Well, I love that. You know, Claudia, thank you so much for being on this show today. This has been so fun and empowering. And I just love talking to you. You have so much insight.
Thank you.
And so can't wait to have you on again, and we'll talk more about, you know, spirits and empowerment.
Okay.
All right. So, Claudia, your website is askclaudia.com. Is that correct?
That's right. And, you know, there's the daily energy report that I do that's available there on the blog. There's lots of free information on the site.
Well, wonderful. So if you want to connect with Claudia, go to her website, check out all the fun stuff she does and all of her love warrior work.
Yeah.
And to all of you, thank you all for joining us. We hope that this empowered you, this hour that you spent with us. We do appreciate your time and your energy on helping to spread the truth out there and spread love as well, because now is the time for us to come together into that energy. And I wish all of you a wonderful week. God bless, and talk to you next week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.